back in the saddle. Mm-hmm. I'm in the saddle. You're in the saddle. If you want to do it as your episode, we can do it as your episode. That's fine with me.
All right, so do the intro. No monologue.
No monologue. What's a... Is there a trialogue? Do you have to count every person?
Oh, yeah. Dialogue is two. Never even thought of that. I guess. Quatralogue? I was in
Quadralogue. My name is Quadralogue. You shall reign before my galactic schnorfers.
I have four mouths. I do have a monologue. I do have a monologue. Thought of one.
Can I be honest?
What?
I feel like the listeners, now that they've heard of Quadralogues, are going to be like, a monologue? What year is it? Ugh, yeah, lame. What? My grandpa used to have monologues.
All right. Well, for the old people in the audience.
My dad has a septologue that he uses to do industrial fishing.
Yes, we know you know the prefixes. Congratulations, Mike.
One more. I hear NASA uses a dodecalogue. Dodecalogue, the world's biggest and most structurally sound poopy.
So I ran into a friend I hadn't seen in a long time, and I really dropped the ball when it came to explaining what I've been up to for the past. It's been 10 years since.
Is it so hard to say nothing?
It is hard because you want to show that you've been fucking up to something.
I know, but that's not the truth. Don't lie.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to just tell the truth, but then you get,
You should have been truth. You shouldn't lie to people, TP. You should have said nothing and told the truth.
This guy is like, he literally works on Wall Street. I got to bring something to the table here, all right? I got to demonstrate value, all right? This guy's riding in on that bull that you see in Wall Street, that giant
bronze
bull.
Can I make a suggestion?
Bull. Please.
You should have thought to do something with your life.
Whoa!
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is don't lie to him and say anything, you know?
Well, I didn't lie to him. I didn't lie to him.
So you said nothing?
No, I said stuff. But
oh,
I could have done better.
Poo.
I could have done better.
Okay, what did you...
I told him I got Spotify Premium.
Oh, okay.
I told him that I helped my uncle move.
Is that true, by the way?
Yeah, it's totally true.
Okay.
I was really scrambling. I was really scrambling for things I've done.
Did you get YouTube Red?
What, am I a jackass? No.
Oh man, honestly,
yeah,
I'd think you're broke if I heard that. If you're shelling out for Spotify Premium, and then you're like, I just watch ads on everything else because I still like wasting my life, but mm-hmm. It's not worth $3 for me to make that end.
Wait, is it $3 only? Ooh, maybe I
don't know how. Who the hell am I?
I don't know.
I just buy CDs, man. I own all my music.
My point is, I'm not good at the upsell, okay? I've noticed you're good at the upsell. You even help me sell myself sometimes. Like, yeah. You'll tell me, like, oh my God, you do these great things, blah, blah, you should sell yourself in such a way. And I just don't do that. I focus on the negative at all times, you know? Oh, shit, my shoes are untied. Hold on, 1 second.
Where are you doing the podcast?
I'm in the park.
Wait, what?
I'm in the bathroom in the park.
What do your shoes do? Do your shoes do something else than mine?
Yeah.
What happens if they're untied?
No, it's like these new laces. It's these cool new laces. They undo themselves. They keep you on your toes, literally.
I hope that the listener understands that podcasts are generally done in a reclined position. It's a recumbent activity.
I'm sitting on a toilet.
They last about a half an hour.
Well, I figure I poop that long. I might as well do a podcast during
that. Why did we stop to tie your shoes?
I like it when
you want to. Okay, normally I do focus on the positive. Normally I say, oh, TP, don't worry. You're great at this stuff. Did you just stop my podcast? Did you just stop my podcast to tie your shoes? You can take your shoes off. Did you just waste fucking megabytes of recording power?
Kilobytes.
It's megabytes now. So,
all right. That's true. Let's.
Did you just waste anyone's time in a sitting activity? Unless you're like, hi, this is Deepu, and I'm on the Alpine slopes. Listen, no, you wouldn't even have shoes on.
I'm in a park bathroom. These
are all sitting activities. Do you know what shoes do? Do you know what walking is? What is going on? What are you talking about?
It's a new kind of lace. It's a new kind of lace. It automatically.
It doesn't matter if they're tied or untied. You're sitting on your goddamn ass. There are very few activities less shoe required than podcast.
Listeners, please tweet at me and let me know if you enjoy
this snug
feeling.
Is your mic powered by a bicycle? Like a weird early Wright Brothers plane? Is it like a sewing machine and you have to use a pedal to turn the level up and down?
Yeah, I mean, ever since we started doing this podcast, I have had the most amazing
calves. You just start the show? Did you tell your friend, oh, go listen to my podcast? And so he is one of the few things I do. I have a large audience of people, thousands of people tune in to listen to my podcast. Go listen. As I needed my shoes secure in order to sit and talk into a mic. Oh, I bet he's really impressed now. Oh, I work on Wall Street, but he can keep his pants on and talk into a mic at the same time. What is wrong with you?
I mean, this is like coming at a Wall Street banker for having a golf putting thing in his office.
You can have a golf. What are you talking about? You can have a golf putting. It's like. That's
but
not,
why? You're conducting business.
What world do you live in? How much do you think like a cup costs?
A cup? I mean, it
don't
ranges.
You, oh, don't you? Don't you? Oh, don't you own like video games and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Those are any video game you own is more expensive than like the setup to have a putting hole in your
I'm not saying it's
room.
A costly thing. It's about no. You're complaining about how.
Let's be clear here. I don't know what you're complaining about. We're starting the show. This is the Quark episode of the Molecule Saga Deepu edition. Bring in the theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers. Don't pretend like we're not going to keep talking about this. How much do you think, what is the problem with someone having a putter in their office? So what are they supposed to have in there?
Okay, we're deviating from a point I got to make first, okay?
Well, I can't wait to find out if any, you, this is like those old TV shows that would have contests. Do you at home know what the hell Deepu's talking about? Write in 555 La Cienega, California.
Use your decoder ring to know what the fuck he is saying.
You could win a trip to the set and see Deepu not make a goddamn lick of sense live.
All right, no, hold on. It makes total sense. I love a snug shoe. Okay? My automatically untying laces fulfilled their duty to untie themselves, and I had to tend to them. Otherwise, my feet are going to feel loose like the women of Amsterdam.
Coming from some, well, there are prostitutes there, and they're not actually loose either. You have to pay them. But that's loose would just be people just fuck you. Like, people aren't just going to, it doesn't matter. I like a lot of things. Okay. I don't think I would have wasted someone else's time to stop a show to say, is it coming from someone with OCD, you couldn't make it through the show without tying your shoes?
Nope. Not at all. You need to
see someone.
All right, you know what? I'm in the park bathroom.
I don't like this. I'm not yes-anding this at all. Like, you will get nothing out of me because there is no scenario you set up unless, hi, this is Deepu. I'm running from a Tyrannosaurus Rex while doing the podcast. Oh my, you know what? Even then, let your shoe fall. Keep running. Every other animal in the forest, there is no scenario in which you can explain this. I won't yes and anything.
I think as an OCD person, you completely understand you don't want your laces to touch urine on the floor.
No, I sympathize. I sympathize. I do not empathize or tolerate. I am not required to do any of those things. What did you want to talk about today? Your banker friend's super impressed.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he gives up his dreams to chase my dreams. Right? No, he gives up his thing to chase my thing. Well, anyway, my point is, I'm not good at the upsell, okay? Some people are so good at that. Some people can just, like, describe their lives as going great, even when their life is in shambles. You know, you can go to someone and be like, don't you live with your parents? And they'll be like, they live with me, dog. I got the underground penthouse, baby.
Well, that's spin. I don't think there's anything wrong with living with one's parents.
I hate spin, but I just hate spin in general. I hate it.
It's a new concept, if you want to be honest.
You think?
Not spin. Obviously, lying is a very old invention.
Yeah.
Not living with your family is sort of a new concept.
No, that's true.
Relatively new, yeah. It definitely as being like a definite thing. That's pretty uniquely. I don't want to say American, but it's pretty new in terms of places where people used to live. That's a pretty new one.
I just hate dealing with people that can't show any humility, a little vulnerability.
Who the hell are you? You just saw this guy, and even if he's working on Wall Street and he's like, yeah, everyone hates me. I've developed some weird BO issue in like a shower, and I still smell, and like I've seen a couple doctors. Like, what do you want? You're just seeing him. I don't give. You know what I do to people? Here's what I do to people when I see them. I just fucking lie. I told people a long time ago that I would just work for the first company I thought of. Because if I don't give a shit, I'm not wasting the best advice you want to talk about family. The best advice I ever got from my family was not wasting your breath. So I would just lie instead of like having a genuine conversation, which the person doesn't care about. Like, I will lie to you if I don't care about you. Want to know why? Because fuck you. I don't care. Ask me what I do. And you're some person I haven't seen in like 3 years.
Oh, my God, Mike. Oh, my God, Mike. Oh, my God. It's so good to see you, dude. I can't believe we both got away from that molestation charge.
Okay.
So long ago.
This is horrible. You have no idea how to do setups. Can you start over? And this time, another comedy tip for anyone out there. Please disclude the molestation. Okay, let's try this again. Just ask me.
Oh my God, is that you? Oh my God, why are you dressed
hey, okay,
up like
sorry,
Barney
sorry,
right
sorry,
now?
Sorry. Is that you? No. That is always my first instinct. See, you're doing this wrong. Is that you? No, you're mistaken. No, I don't know who you think I am.
But like,
obviously,
you look
I'm
just
not that
like, oh my God, you look just like this guy.
Deepu, if you don't set up the fucking thing, just ask me what I've been doing. Oh my God, you don't know how to play like set up a bit.
No, I'm clearly just.
Is this what you did for children? Stand up for children.
Of course it was.
Just ask me what the fuck I've been up to. Just do this quickly and play
Mike,
it straight.
So what have you been up to?
No, I liked your enthusiasm. This is ridiculous.
Hold on.
Can we stop everything?
What?
Deepu, are your shoes tied?
No, they automatically.
I don't want to get into this bit unless you have ankle support. For fuck's sake, buy slippers.
No, it's these new. They keep you on your toes.
If you don't do this goddamn bit. I have a I'll improv you. I have a small lizard here. It's an endangered lizard. I'm gonna eat it if you don't do this bit.
I would love to hear how that sounds.
Go. You got a couple seconds, and then there is no more.
Mike, what have you been up to, man? Oh my God, it's so good to see you. Tell me about your life so far since I've last seen you.
I make all tile. I got a patent on any kitchen tile. That's what I do. Yeah,
wow.
It's really complicated.
Crazy.
I'm a millionaire. Cool.
I bought tile today.
That's 6 cents in my pocket. I gotta go. I gotta run. It's good to see. I'm glad you're healthy. That's how I do it with strangers. I don't give a shit. Other than my audience, I don't give a shit what strangers think. Why should I? Who cares? Who cares? Do you care? I'm asking. Some people do. Some people would say I'm wrong. You know, it's not.
I'm not saying I care, like, oh my God, it really matters to me what people think, but it does occur to me that the propagation of gossip and people talking about you eventually does occur, especially
so
in unique scenarios.
Here's a thing I don't like that people do. You care. Don't start it with, I don't care. You know, I'm not, you're trying to say that you're not, it's okay to be self-conscious. I don't care. So that original opening thing you said there where you made fun of people that care, like, dude, you made fun of yourself. And like, it's okay to care. It's probably weirder that I don't care. But you do. So you don't want people to say stuff about you behind your back?
You want to control. You know, I care a lot about perception, I guess, is what I'm admitting. I care a lot about perception. And I want to change that. You know, I want to become guy who has the life approach of a, you know, the guy with a fruit stand. You ever see those guys? They're in the bigger cities. They're on the corner. They just have, like, their fruits in boxes on the corner.
You have to stop before I get a migraine. So if I just want to update the listener, I'm 26 years old. I live in America. It's a great place. And Deepu just asked me if I've seen people selling fruit ever. I literally don't know how to answer.
Because so you have, say, or you haven't?
Right. So you haven't made that. You see my conundrum, listener. If I say yes, that recognizes that the question at all needed to be asked. If I say no, I mean I'm obviously lying. Now, if I say no, a good host would say, in what circumstances, Michael, have you never seen someone selling fruit? That story is clearly much better. So I'm in not a catch-22, but a Sophie's Choice where both of the children are bags of dog shit that I have to eat.
Now, here's where you're mistaken.
Is that a different Michael. Book? Was that Sophie's Choice 2? The Quadrilogue.
Here's where you're mistaken, Mike. I went to college in Rhode Island for 4 years.
Okay? Ah, Rhode Island, the fruitless state. It says that on their license plate.
And I never saw once a fruit stand.
We're done. Bit over. I can't. I mean, I just can't.
Some
can't.
Regions
it's,
may just
it's
not
like,
know about
it's
it.
Like, it's like being Alice in Wonderland. it's like talking to someone who refuses to see logic. I mean, it's insane. That is an insane. Let's talk about something else. You're a good person. You've got a lot going on for you. Mm-hmm. I hear you get berated every week by someone on a podcast. That's successful.
I try.
You do some sort of taco show. That's an inside joke from me and Zipu. You guys don't get it. Yeah, you don't understand.
All right, so I got a couple actual topics, some theories about
social media.
Can
I ask you a social media question?
Okay, sure.
Because I want to talk about it on my next episode, and I would feel remiss if you don't get. You know what? We'll do it. We'll just do it on deaths. I want everyone. I am still annoyed about deaths on social media.
Why? I know there's one big. There's a sort of big one today. I'm not gonna say who.
This is it. A big one today. What does that mean? It's someone's dead. Someone's dead.
Someone who obviously made an impact on some people's lives passed away. They
Here's
have a right
I'm
to
saying.
Acknowledge
Here's
it.
What I'm saying. If you know the difference, if you know what dying is, there's no light death to bring. It's a eulogy. Please stop bringing it up if you're not willing to, like, show these people have families. It's not, you're bringing it up because it's a popular sort of, if I, my opinion, it's a funny death compared to other deaths you probably don't talk about. Right? It's weird. It's
yeah,
weird.
There's a distance why, there.
Why
there's a coldness to how
why
people talk
DJs
about it.
Why are DJs telling me any news? Is the first part of it. That's like a big, that's a big part of this problem, is that it's DJs on the radio. I know people that listen to internet stuff don't think that has as much influence, but it's mm-hmm. DJs on the radio
yeah.
being like, oh, this person died today. I really, oh, this is just, oh, wow. I really liked the cartoon he was in. Let's now some Nicki Minaj.
No, I mean.
It's fucking gross. It's gross. A big one today. They're all big ones.
Not really.
That's what I'm saying. Someone's dead.
If the trumpeter from The Contenders dies, you're gonna
Someone is dead, Deepu. I don't know why. I feel like I'm pulling my hair out here and explaining this to people.
Some people are more important than others. I can't stress this enough. When person A dies, a lot of people care. When person B dies,
I would love. Oh man, if we're gonna do this, we're gonna do this. That's an insane thing to say. It's an insane thing to say. You know that, right?
That lives have different values, levels of importance.
Right. So did you hear what you just said?
That some people are more important than others? Yes.
So some people, it's okay if they die?
But accidentally.
Right. Okay. So what kind of goddamn logic is that?
Listen. Okay. Life happens, right? What, isn't that a slogan for a restaurant? Life happens.
Yeah. It's a slogan for a restaurant. I don't know what to say anymore, people. I don't know. You know how, like, when someone invents, you know, when you see those demonstrations of, like, robots, and it's like there's a stupid YouTube video. It's like, robot responds so realistically. And you're like, no, it doesn't. That's my show now. That's my show. So I say something, and then he goes, "Would you like a hamburger?" What is it? What? hi, my name is Tom. Tom, do you like hamburgers?
Well, listen, I used to get bitter about people talking about deaths on Facebook, but hey.
Bitter. You know? Bitter. Oh, did it? Oh, you're bitter? You're bitter about it? Is that real? Is that really? Ooh, it just rubs you the wrong way. People dying?
No, people's responses to death. You know, this automatic certain level of involvement that complete strangers to the dead party has, you know, they just jump
look,
in
we,
there.
We've said before, if you're in mourning, you shouldn't be trying to get attention for it other than, you know, we've established that on the show, and I think you even agreed with that. So if someone dying is important to you, I don't know why you're talking about it in a, even if they're a celebrity, which I don't think changes human lives, which I think is easy to forget. Mm. I feel like I'm pulling my hair out here.
Well, I got an idea. I have actually have a suggestion for how to handle posts about deceased people or recently
before
deceased
people.
Before
you do that, I got to tie my shoes.
Okay. Well, just let me go.
Hold on. I need concentration.
That's fine. You know, as a guy who
let me
has to tie
concentrate.
His shoes on the air, I totally get
let
it.
Me, please, let me – please, I need silence. Do you know how delicate this is? Okay.
Depends on the nut.
Deepu! Make the bunt. Make the bunny ears. Loop it over.
The long it is, I'm
now I have to start
point.
Over.
All right.
Fine. What? What's your point? They're tied. They were Velcro.
Okay. I totally forgot.
How do I? God
say,
damn it!
Damn it!
How do I deal? How? What's your suggestion for how
oh,
I deal?
My suggestion.
Oh, jeez. How do I deal with this?
Ugh. Okay. My suggestion is you should. There should be an option. For like the same way on YouTube videos, you can have an option to not to
I
have.
I cannot believe you're about to say this. Go on.
What am I gonna say? You fucking tell me.
There should be an option to not hear about death.
No.
Go on.
I'm kind of glad I passed your first wall of testing there. That was. I'm pretty proud of myself. I think there should be an option for the poster, to disable comments and to disable like
there's
reaction.
An option for that on every single social media format.
I've never seen that on Facebook.
It's an option for every single social media format.
No, it's not. Not on Facebook.
Why do you think... Yes, it is. Why do you think that... why do you think that's my issue? I don't care about what other people are commenting on. I care that someone comes on the radio and they're like, "Hey everybody, Steve's dead. Oh man, I used to love him in the 70s when he was on McMillan and Wife." Okay. Here's Katy Perry with "Fuck My Top Hole."
Okay, why are you bringing radio DJs into this mix?
That's how everyone says the story. It's cuz they are the quintessential version of it. If there's a post about someone dying, and then like right adjacent to check out this YouTube video of a badger getting shocked by an electric fence or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Yep, you're being disrespectful.
So you're saying like the whole.
I feel as though people don't understand what it means when someone dies. I feel like we have to remind them of it. I showed you an argument I got in on Instagram where I told the person like, "Hey, we've discussed this on our show. What do you think this is appropriate that you write, you know, you write that this person's dead, like on social media? Do you feel you're understanding the solemnity of it?" And the person went on a tirade about, "Well, this isn't a, you know, I love that people don't talk up about serious issues." Like, well, someone is dead. That's the most serious it gets. I feel like
that.
I have to explain to people what death is. And I'm losing my mind.
Well, okay, hold on. It can't be as
always.
Serious.
Always. I see how quick I am. I'm a psychic. Always. Always. Someone's dead.
Can we use an actual example or no?
No. 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 Because it is a concept in itself. Always. Always. You never go to what happened? My friend died. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. No, it's sort of a light funeral. What are you talking about? They're not taking it that seriously. What are you saying? Like, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I think disabling likes, if that's an option, use the
that
option.
That has nothing to do with what I'm saying.
But it definitely adds a more somber,
why
selfless
are, why
tone
are,
to the post.
The point of eulogies is to not, you don't need to post about it. Why does it need to be posted about? I think you're missing the origin. Why are you posting about it?
Well, why do obituaries in the paper exist?
obituaries in the paper exist for
notifications to notify people.
Posterity's sake. Excuse me. Ah.
Posterity's.
The prostate. They exist for all prostate pleasure and pain. Posterity's sake. They are newspapers are a note of record, and usually, Deepu, at most newspapers, either the obituary is sent in, or an obituary is written by someone that it's sort of special. I don't understand what you know. There's sort of a, not that I'm pro newspaper or anything like that, but there's sort of a respect there in saying, this is, we want to see, we want to respect the wishes of the family, and we want to respect, or perhaps we know someone who was very close to them.
Well, the posts I saw today about today's one,
that's not even what I'm talking about. It's not what, I guarantee you, I have no idea who that is, because no one in my life died, and I guarantee you that's not what I'm talking about. So, before you continue, I guarantee you that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, how about this? Here's a pivot. Okay, so the you use the example of the radio DJ, kind of shoehorning in this very lazily put together eulogy. Oh my God, he was the best. RIP. See you guys later. Here's some Beastie Boys. You know, whatever that bullshit is.
Wow, Beastie Boys getting radio play.
I know, that was the worst poll ever. So I think, you know, my theory is the radio DJ is trying to fill time. You know, and in the same way.
Oh my God. Okay, we have to go to a different. That's the most disgusting thing anyone said on the show.
No, it's reality. It's the reality of content creation for vloggers, DJs.
Deepu, the reality and what is disgusting are two totally. We have to move to a different subject because I'm going to start yelling for an hour on end. That's disgusting. You hear that is disgusting, right?
It is disgusting.
Okay, so then that's all we're talking about here is whether it's disgusting. That's what I'm talking about here is whether it's disgusting, not whether it happens. I said it happens at the beginning.
Okay.
What else did you want to talk about?
Something
light, like death or molestation, according to you.
Well, you know, I was a couple things. You always ask me to ask myself, why am I going on Facebook?
Right? Why are you doing anything? I ask everyone to ask them. That existential question should happen at some point.
Which is, it makes for a very annoying interaction. But, so I do ask myself this question, you know, why do I go on Facebook? And I concluded that I basically, most of the time, do not need to go on Facebook. Except for to maybe check my messages maybe once a day. But I go on way more than that, right? So someone on Facebook, suggested...
What are you getting messages for?
I get the occasional message, you know, hey, you know, you're really pretty. Do you want to go out with me? You know, that kind of
thing.
Yeah, I'm the lady of the town.
Do you want to go out with? Do you want to go out with me?
I mean, you're kind of like a heavy guy, like emotionally, and you get really serious about shit. So
That's me, the serious one. I get serious about silly things like death and molestation. I'm sorry, Deepu. Am I bringing your comedy show down? Because that's how everyone should feel when they talk about those things. Go on.
I perform for kids, so I'm flexible.
Please, Deepu's a children's performer.
Listen, if you got some jokes about how hairy you are, you're in business. You just go up there and you talk about that. Talk about geopolitics. It's easy. I actually tried doing crowd work with the kids. It was bad.
I can't. Everyone heard that sentence, and now you can't unbroadcast it. Hey, what are you? Any anniversaries? Any bachelor parties going on tonight? Yeah.
Where my ladies at?
Did you call them ugly? Did you do some Don Rickles stuff?
No, I asked one kid what his favorite video game was.
Oh my God. Deepu, I can't deal with the reality of you doing stand-up for children.
It's not that crazy.
Deepu, I actually might have to check myself into an institution. Please talk about whatever you were. Please talk. They're putting me in a white coat now. Please just say what you were going to say about Facebook messages.
There were adults in the room also, and I mainly got laughs from the adults.
You're making, oh my God, everything you say digs yourself deeper into a hole. When you say there was a children event and you go, there were adults in the room also, now I'm suspicious. Please, please.
All right. Someone on Facebook suggested that you should turn the colors off on your phone and you'll be less enticed and less entranced by social media apps, which are, by design, visually just designed to suck you in and keep you attached to them. So I did that. I'd actually turned the colors off on my phone. So
we gotta end the episode. I've never heard worse advice.
You think it's bad advice? My uncle's an optometrist, and I talked to him yesterday, and he said there's actually some basis in that.
Oh, your uncle's an optometrist. Wow. When I have a lot of technical problems with my phone or, I don't know, like my computer or my television, I go to Lens Crafters.
He hates Lens Crafters. Don't go to Lens Crafters, folks.
Support small business. Support local optometrists. Go to them, have them fix your iPhone. Deepu will tell you, any optometrist will jailbreak your iPhone. They'll do it for you.
You gotta do everything. Yeah, so
Deepu,
yeah.
And your uncle confirmed there's some interest. There's some Deepu. I'm gonna be your uncle right now, and you tell this to me, and I go, you know, that's interesting. There's actually a scant amount of scientific evidence that colors are pretty looking. I'm doing some research on it now. I've strapped a rat down to a board, and I'm pushing the limits of science to figure out if colors are indeed pretty.
Well,
I don't know. How do you see? Don't you think that I'm gonna just do this super logical. Don't you think that the UX of the phone itself is meant to be pleasant? Don't you think that there are some pleasant features to let you know when a normal message has shown up, or an email, or you have a phone call? Don't you think you're taking away from? Don't you think the simpler thing is to just delete the app you don't like, rather than creating an alternate universe in which the colors are not as appealing? It's like alternate evolution. It's like the idea that, well, the frogs wouldn't have survived if they were a different color. Well, they were only survived because the poison ones lived because they were there. And so you're saying, well, why don't we just change the colors of the frogs? That way they're not poisonous? I am losing my mind here, people.
I can't believe you are refuting the power of colors. I can't believe it.
Anyway, this was Deepu's episode.
Whoa. I mean,
let him. Okay,
McDonald's,
he's got example.
Logo.
Oh my gosh. And so wait, hold on. Can I make a note? I want to make a note of things. Okay. So, hold on. I'm making a column A, column B, instances in which colors are pretty. Okay? I'm ready? Number 1. Do you want it one or in dots? I'll do it like one and then A, B, C if there's different things for it. Okay.
I think ABC is funnier. I think ABC is funnier.
Okay, so letter A, in which – now, I'll tell you something right now. This paper is white, and adding this gray color to it is making it much more interesting. So I think you're onto something. And you know, now that I look at it, the white color of the paper is very interesting as well.
No. That's just you. That's just you. But the American eyeball does not see it that way, typically.
They don't see
an interest in the color white. They only see, and by the way, you're using a gray pen apparently. So
gray pencil.
Gray pencil. You could even be more interested if you switched to like a blue marker. So I would, you know, I was just
All right. So I've
let me,
switched.
Let me fax one to you. Hold on.
I got to say the fax came in black and white. Boy, is it interesting.
You ran out of toner? What happened there?
No, I just keep it in the most interesting colors. My two favorite colors are black and white. So, okay, what are your examples, though?
McDonald's, Twitter,
Facebook.
Okay,
what is – hold on. You need to slow down. So you're saying that McDonald's has a color logo and that colors are pretty.
And, they –
okay, so McDonald's, I'm writing that –
they create cravings.
Excuse me, what are the colors in the McDonald's? How am I going to know which colors are interesting, Deepu, if I don't write down that McDonald's has interesting colors? You don't think it's because they make incredibly fatty, delicious, non-nutritious, almost dessert-like foods that is easily available and cheap? It has to be the yellow. Well, go ahead, Deepu. Tell me what colors to write down for McDonald's being interesting.
Yellow with red trim.
Oh, my God. So how do I fix that? If it was in black and white, no one would eat McDonald's. There's no brands that are popular that have black and white as their logo.
Exactly.
There are hundreds.
Yeah. Failing businesses.
Nike.
Not a food company. Not as enticing as one thought.
Deepu, how can you be upset that I want to cut this off? Puma. Do you want food companies? Is that really like your thing here?
Okay. First of all, we all know that Nike and Puma can't use colors because of the
they use colors. They use black and white.
Those aren't colors, man. That's the absence of color.
So you turned your
color.
No, it isn't. it's not. That's not how you actually – doesn't matter.
This is a social media podcast. Okay, this is a podcast about social media. Twitter
I'm trying to make sure people understand it's a social media podcast. And I'm just trying to keep in context what your advice here is. Your advice here is that social media wouldn't be as good without the colors.
It'll be a little bit less effective at keeping you addicted.
Okay, what colors are the fonts on Facebook and Twitter?
What colors are the fonts? White, in many cases, and black, right?
And white.
Okay, well, see, you're pigeonholing me. You'd be such a good lawyer. You should have gone to law school, because you...
I have no understanding of the law. I am Spock. I have understanding of goddamn logic, man.
Okay, how about this?
You're just presenting an argument that is on its face ridiculous.
Okay, there are colors that reach out to you on these apps. Okay.
Oh, but you're so wrong. Some of the more popular cultures are black and white. That the color scheme is black and white. You're just goth culture and all of those have black and white and there's plenty of foods. You know, chocolate is generally a black and white kind of thing. They're very dull colors, but those evoke the imagination. Lots of Japanese sort of samurai culture is a black and white thing. There's people that love black and white photography. It's just not real, Deepu.
When I drive by a Nike logo on a billboard, my mouth doesn't water. When I drive by McDonald's sign, my mouth drips as I stare at it.
What is the most popular device for using social media right now?
Phone.
Right. What colors did the iPhone come out in?
Basically all of them? All the colors?
Nope.
Black and white?
Black and white. It became the most popular phone in the world using black and white. Mac, by the way, switched to a grayscale color scheme and became much more popular than they were when they had their, colored backs of their things.
Yeah, well, maybe people weren't trying to eat their fucking computers.
So are you trying to eat your Twitter?
Yes.
I have no idea what you're trying to say. Again, you're expecting me to just follow this weird... You're like those hypnotists or those... what do you call it? Those people, mentalists, which in other countries is stupid. But, mentalism that you're going to... In America, mentalist is this type of hypnotism magic where they trick you into thinking sort of different things. Like I can do mentalism. It's real. I mean, because morons can do it. Anyone can do it.
I'm more of a bureaucratic bullshitter. But
think of your best friends. Okay, Deepu.
Okay. Yep.
Now, what I'm imagining is someone that they understand you in a way that's different than other people. And in fact, there's some secrets between you guys. But the difference between you two is that you are sort of someone that will stand up for your friends in any scenario and. Your best friend, they're someone that will definitely always give you their thoughts and is always open for you. Didn't that resonate with you?
Bits and pieces, but no. So
okay, yeah.
Don't know what else to tell you there.
Your friend appears in color. No one is like. What do you think color blindness is? Is probably an interesting question to ask you.
Dog vision, basically like my phone without the colors right now.
No, man. See, I knew you'd think something like that. That's not what color blindness is. No one sees the world like that. I knew you would think something like that. Mm-hmm. Your understanding of the eye and color are really twisted.
Well, I'm not an optometrist, so I can have
okay,
this.
Okay, but
crazy
you asked
view.
Your optometrist. And, like, he didn't mention, oh, by the way, this isn't you being colorblind. Like, all colorblindness is the inability to see red or green.
Well, we never got to that. I'm sure – I actually
didn't
know that.
Yeah, I know you didn't know that because that's probably what you –
I did.
So that's not dog vision. Dogs there's some knowledge as to what colors they see. We don't really know for sure. There's been evidence that they might be able to distinguish between certain colors.
Okay, listen, long story short, you didn't let me finish what my optometrist uncle had to say about the color thing. You just cut me off like he didn't go to school for 2.5 years studying.
He didn't go to school for UX. He didn't go to school for graphic design. He didn't. So whatever you want to say, go ahead and say it.
Can we have him as a guest 1 week? I would love to dive into this on a more deeper level with the actual witness, with the professional witness. So you know, I'm gonna do that next week. We're gonna have him as a on the show, or maybe I'll just do an interview with him on the side, and we'll just play the bits of it on the air.
Go on and tell me what he said before we do that.
Okay, so I was explaining the whole color out of the phone thing and how it might help, and he goes from across the room, mind you. He goes, yeah, I think there's something to that. You know, the eye is kind of, it's built to seek out colors.
Good night, everyone. So this has been Go To, it's, yes, the eye sees. You've heard it here first. Headline news, the eye sees shit. See you next week, everyone.